Vendors feeling the squeeze. High rents and unfair competition are driving Jatujat market traders away. High rents charged by unscrupulous landlords and unfair competition posed by traders who pay virtually no rent at all are making life difficult for many licensed tenants at Jatujat market. A 28-year-old designer and owner of his own fashion brand, who gave his name only as Guy, is considering closing his shop at Jatujat Market's Project 16 because the market seems unwilling to tackle these dual problems. Guy sells clothes which he makes himself, which many traders might consider a dream job. However, while Guy might have enjoyed some good days in the past, his profits are now taking such a battering that he thinks he might be better off elsewhere. The growth of a small group of business people who lease stalls in large lots from the BMA, then sublease the tenants at vastly marked up rents, have put a squeeze on profits. Worse still is the spread of traders who sell their goods, flea market style, on the market's inner roads. They occupy space in the western part of the market, which is close to Gampang Pet Road. They are not licensed to be there and sell their goods at much cheaper prices than tenants who are forced to pay rent. However, Guy said the market authorities have done little to shoo them away. Guy subleases two small booths from a landlord who rents direct from the Bangkok Metropolitan Authority. Guy pays 16,500 baht a month for each booth, up from 12,000 baht a booth 8 years ago. He knows the rent he pays is much higher than the rate which his landlord pays direct to the BMA. Some primary lessors pay only 250 baht a month for a booth. A group of people here rent many booths and sublet to others. This is common and can be found at every big shopping center, including Siam Square and Union Mall in Bangkok's Lat Prao area, he said. He has no contract with his landlord, just a verbal promise, and despite the market changing hands from the BMA to the SRT, still pays rent to his landlord as usual. Guy's landlord is a former shop owner at Jatujat Market who knows the best locations in the market. Rents, which primary lessors charge, range from 8,000 baht to 40,000 baht per booth per month, depending on location. For Guy, however, high rents are not a problem if sales are good. Rents are quite high, but we can cope if we do not have competition from traders who set up on the market's inner road, he said. They can cut their prices for their products as they pay much cheaper rates than ours, he added. While he pays 33,000 baht rent a month for his two booths, these roadside traders pay only 100 to 200 baht a day, or 3,000 to 6,000 baht a month, Guy said. They were allowed to set up stalls in the market 3 years ago, and since then competition has been fierce. I don't know who they pay, as there are no receipts, he said. There are around 1,000 stalls on this road, which were previously car parks. The roadside traders sell their goods from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. Knowing there are roadside stalls selling almost the same kind of products in the evening but at lower prices, many shoppers delay their visit to Jatujat Market until 4 p.m. The pool of our potential customers is dropping, Guy lamented. He is willing to give the SRT a chance to manage the market to see if the trader's lot improves. Jatujat Market is well known not only in Thailand but worldwide. Building a market which is world famous cannot be done overnight, he said.